This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And we are back live in hour number two of the Sunday broadcast. I'll be hosting into the third and fourth hour with a very important film we made. Please stay with us. So much coming up. But since Robert Barnes mentioned it, here, I was on the fence if I was going to play it or not, but here's an out-of-the-park report done Friday by the amazing Tucker Carlson on the real Richard Nixon. Here is this report. We'll be right back.
So if you want to understand, if you really want to understand how the American government actually works at the highest levels, and if you want to know why they don't teach history anymore, one thing you should know is that the most popular president in American history was Richard Nixon. Richard Nixon. Yet somehow, without a single vote being cast by a single American voter, Richard Nixon was kicked out of office and replaced by the only unelected president in American history. So we went from the most popular president to a president nobody voted for. Wait a minute, you may ask. Why didn't I know that? Wasn't Richard Nixon a criminal? Wasn't he despised by all decent people? No, he wasn't. In fact, if any president could claim to be the people's choice, it was Richard Nixon. Richard Nixon was reelected in 1972 by the largest margin of the popular vote ever recorded before or since. Nixon got 17 million more votes than his opponent. Less than 2 years later, he was gone. He was forced to resign. And in his place, an obedient servant of the federal agencies called Gerald Ford took over the White House. How did that happen? Well, it's a long story, but here are the highlights, and they tell you a lot. Richard Nixon believed that elements in the federal bureaucracy were working to undermine the American system of government and had been doing that for a long time. He often said that. He was absolutely right. On June 23, 1972, Nixon met with the then CIA director Richard Helms at the White House. During the conversation, which thankfully was tape recorded, Nixon suggested he knew, quote, who shot John, meaning President John F. Kennedy. Nixon further implied that the CIA was directly involved in Kennedy's assassination, which we now know it was. Helms' telling response? Total silence. But for Nixon, it didn't matter because it was already over. 4 days before, on June 19th, the Washington Post had published the first of many stories about a break-in at the Watergate office building. Unbeknownst to Nixon and unreported by the Washington Post, four of the five burglars worked for the CIA. The first of many dishonest Watergate stories was written by a 29-year-old Metro reporter called Bob Woodward. Who exactly was Bob Woodward? Well, he wasn't a journalist. Bob Woodward had no background whatsoever in the news business. Instead, Bob Woodward came directly from declassified areas of the federal government. Shortly before Watergate, Woodward was a naval officer at the Pentagon. He had a top-secret clearance. He worked regularly with the intel agencies. At times, Woodward was even detailed to the Nixon White House, where he interacted with Richard Nixon's top aides. Soon after leaving the Navy, for reasons that have never been clear, Woodward was hired by the most powerful news outlet in Washington and assigned the biggest story in the country. And just to make it crystal clear what was actually happening, Woodward's main source for his Watergate series was the deputy director of the FBI, Mark Felt. And Mark Felt ran, and we're not making this up, the FBI's COINTELPRO program, which was designed to secretly discredit political actors the federal agencies wanted to destroy, people like Richard Nixon. And at the same time, those same agencies were also working to take down Nixon's elected vice president, Spiro Agnew. In the fall of 1973, Agnew was indicted for tax evasion and forced to resign. His replacement was a colorless congressman from Grand Rapids called Gerald Ford. What was Ford's qualification for the job? Well, he had served on the Warren Commission, which absolved the CIA of responsibility for President Kennedy's murder. Nixon was strong-armed into accepting Gerald Ford by Democrats in Congress. Quote, "We gave Nixon no choice but Ford," Speaker of the House Carl Albert later boasted. 8 months later, Gerald Ford of the Warren Commission was the president of the United States. See how that works? So those are the facts. Not speculation. All of that actually happened. None of it's secret. Most of it actually is on Wikipedia. But no mainstream news organization has ever told that story. It's so obvious, yet it's intentionally ignored. And as a result, permanent Washington remains in charge of our political system. Unelected lifers in the federal agencies make the biggest decisions in American government and crush anyone who tries to rein them in. And
permanent,
in the process, our democracy
permanent
becomes
dictatorship. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with so much more. We're in hour number two. Stay with us.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It was 12 years ago that I spoke at the Bilderberg Group meeting north of England in the English countryside. I spoke to a crowd of about 4,500 people just a few hundred yards away where the British Prime Minister was meeting with the real leaders of the world. And I looked at those mainly English people, those British people, and I said to them, this is very important, please listen to me. I said, you know where 1776 came from? Do you know why America and the 13 colonies was able to be born out of the 13 colonies? It was because early in the beginning of the war, for at least a year, the British Parliament voted against the war because they'd already had a similar revolution there that George Washington's grandfather and others had been involved in, that had spilt over into the colonies, of that we the people had a right to be free. And so America was founded by predominantly Englishmen and also Germans and Dutch and Irish and the rest of it who wanted freedom. Doesn't mean they moved the ball all the way down the field, but they certainly began to move it down the field to where we are today. And I got that crowd of almost 5,000 people, the local police estimated, to chant the answer in 1984, 1776. Was not an anti-English slogan. It was an anti-King George III of the Saxe-Coburg-Gotha, who wasn't even English, slogan. So they understood that and they knew that. And that's why this is so important. Listen to me carefully while I'm explaining this little historical piece. The main reason, and George Washington wrote about this in letters and speeches he gave before he died, that the colonies and the new country, America, the United States of America, and those 13 stars were able to succeed, he said, was the courage and the will of the soldiers and that minority of Americans, less than 4% at the start, that supported the rebellion, and that they had the cause of right on their side, and that God oversees battles and revolutions, and those are his famous speeches. But he said if it wasn't for three groups he listed, the French that were supporting a war against their enemies. They were in a current war with the British. And then he said, English soldiers that knew our fight was right and gave us intel and joined us, either openly or covertly, and German, Prussian, Hessian, trained from birth soldiers. And so it was George Washington, in letters to different commanders and others, and the British were able to infiltrate his command and get Benedict Arnold to turn against him in the last few months of the war as well. This was going both ways. There was a ideological communication between both sides of, why don't you join us? We really are the good people. That's what George Washington was saying to the British soldiers and to the German soldiers. And the British were coming back and saying, we'll give you £1,000, £10,000, you know, equivalent to millions of dollars. Join us, you can move back to London to Benedict Arnold. He took the money. So the British offered money, the British government, the globalist government, the empire of the time. But George Washington offered honor. And he said, this is wrong. You fought for this in England. Join us. Report what's happening. Help us win. And it was British soldiers and officers that gave us the intel to win after 5 years of us losing. They believed in our cause. They saw the atrocities committed against the colonies, against the fledgling Americans. That's why George Washington executed a lot of troops. If you raped somebody, you were dead. If you pillaged, you were dead. He told them every day when they had a chance, it wasn't every day, but every time they had a chance to have formations, he told them, you do one thing unbecoming, I'm going to hang your ass. I don't care if the British are burning down churches and raping women. I don't care what they're doing. We don't do that. That's not who we are. God's watching. We have the moral superiority. And that got the British officers and others to give us the intel to win. And it was even worse with the Hessians. The defection. Some estimates are half the Hessians, trained from birth to be war soldiers, way more vicious than the British, seen as the pit bulls, the attack dogs. They came here and saw all this freedom and saw all these Germans that were there with these farms and ranches and the women and all the families. And they said, I want to be, why are we attacking you? And they defected. So I'm going to say to the bureaucrats and the government and the media people and the intelligence agencies and the FBI and the Justice Department and the academics and all of you, you signed on to pure destruction and having our power cut off and our borders collapsed and total hell. I know George Washington had a little bit harder sell to those leaders and those soldiers. My sale is so easy. You should go against this pure evil. This isn't even a choice. It's a death cult. It's a circular firing squad. It's a purposeful sellout to pure destruction to not join us. This isn't just the second American Revolution we're involved in. This is 1776 worldwide, and it belongs to people in Mexico and people in Africa, in Nigeria and South Africa and the Congo. It belongs to people in Brazil. It belongs to people in Japan and Russia and Germany and France and the Netherlands and everywhere else of being free. We will win, guys. Some of us on the front lines aren't going to make it, but that's okay. God's watching. It's eternal. I'll wake up next level just like that. God's already rewarded me so much. It's a personal relationship, and I'm not going to get into it. But I'm at a whole other level, and it's just such a blessing. And God gets all the glory and everything else. But I just want all of you that still have a feeling of liberty in your heart and still are even listening to me. Because if you work for the system as an analyst watching us right now, and deep inside you feel excited, you feel a tickle in your spine, you get tears in your eyes, and you want to join us, it's a spiritual decision. You don't have to send us intel on the enemy. You don't have to do any of that. You just got to say to God, I repent. I'm sorry. I paid for abortions, folks. I've killed my children. I've done stuff far worse than most of the evil operatives watching have done. I don't tell those stories. The left always goes, why does he admit that? It was anti-abortion. That's the whole point, is I know it's wrong. And it's the same thing to you. I've done more bad things to people than most of the bad people tuning in have done. I didn't just kill my children. And I never started a fight, but I did enjoy it when I was younger. And if you did hit me, I would beat you to death. I'd beat you till you were in a coma. And I repent of that now. I don't do that dark side stuff. As I get older, I pull further and further away from it. It's a good thing. But I'm here telling you, I've been evil. I've been influenced by evil. I have been an unwilling minion of Satan, but I have been reprieved of that. And I'm here just simply telling you, your ancestors and all the good people in your lineage and all of us and the current people alive and our future generations are waiting for you with our arms out, our hands out, just saying, join us like the British officers and soldiers. Join us like the Hessian soldiers. Join us. Just come. Join us. Come on. You know the New World Order is evil. You know it's bad. You know it's pedophilic. You know it's destructive. You know it's a dead end. So don't pretend like that's not the case and just repent. Just say, I'm sorry. I don't want to be part of this. And God will lead, God, and direct you with the Holy Spirit. You don't need me to do it. You don't need to have all the answers. You just got to say, yes, I don't want to back a vaccine that isn't a vaccine that causes mass death and destruction as the wheels come off. Because the devil's plan is to get people to do evil stuff and then deny they've done it and double down. This was a corruption. This was to get the medical system and the lawyers and the government and the media and all of it on board with this so that imagine the next evil you're going to have to support and go along with. There isn't much time, though. If you don't take on the Holy Spirit, if you don't say, God, help me, I'm weak, I love you, I want to be good, show me you're real. If you don't literally, tonight, turn the lights off in your room or do the lights on just by yourself, just say, God, I love you, I'm reaching out to you, show me you're real. You won't believe the dreams you'll have. You won't believe the experiences you have. You won't believe what you might even manifestly see if you're that blessed. You've got to reach out, though, because God's a free will God. And I'm telling you, your heart's going to be hardened very soon. You'll be given over to total delusion, like so many people, these zombies of evil you see everywhere. Those of you that can still hear my voice, and I can still get to you, you've still got receptors in your soul that I can reach to. This is only you can let yourself out of this trap. Only you can get out of this cage. Only God can unlock it. You have to say, God, unlock it, let me out. Be like the British officers. Be like the Hessian officers. Join us. Be part of the future. Be pro-human. We're here waiting for you. My hand is out to you. Take my hand. Take my hand. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Finish up what I said, I was getting into, and then go to the rest of the news. But what I'm quantifying here is you've been serving the New World Order, many of you. I know the general audience hasn't, but I'm talking to those lost sheep out there that have tuned in. And there's a real chance for you to make the right decision to spiritually break with the globalists and say, I don't like what's happening. I think it's wrong. And I'm going to start thinking and praying and researching what I should do. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm not George Washington asking you to give me troop movements or do this or that. I'm just saying, do what Elon Musk has done and said, okay, it really made me sick 6 months ago. It almost killed my family member. It's really bad. Oh, my God, these people are horrible. Whether he's really a good person or not, he knows we're winning. I don't get up here and tell you we're winning for no reason. I told you 10 years ago we were losing. I told you 25 years ago we were losing. People said, man, this guy is depressing people. No, I don't lie to people. I make mistakes, but not often when it comes to the big things. And so when things are down, I want you to know you're down. Because when you're down is when you can really fire up. And we're still down, but we are beginning to climb out of this thing. And we're moving faster and faster and faster. And I'm just saying, why would anybody want to serve something that destroys your own future? Even if you're a sociopath. This thing is not going to help you. This thing is going to destroy you. And so we're seeing record defections to our side everywhere. We're really turning the tide here. The enemy is going to launch bigger wars. They're committing Leopard 2 tanks, 2,000 amount of Germany. They've almost agreed. And more is going to go. And so that's all going on. And they're getting ready. The FDIC a month ago admitted, and again on Friday, said, yes, we are going to do bail-ins. We just don't know the time. That means take money out of your bank account. I mean, a lot of it. They're already beta testing it. So things are going to get rough, folks. All I can tell you is going along with this is going to make things a lot worse. And my job is to tell you what's going on and lay it out and believe in you, because the globalists don't believe in you. I do believe in you. God believes in you. And I believe in myself. And I believe in good people. And I'll be damned, I'll be quite frank with you, if I'm going to ever not bet on you. The New World Order betting against you, the people that serve evil bet against themselves, because we were made by God. And I'm not going to bet against my maker. I'm not going to bet against my grandparents or their parents or their parents. I come from good, hardworking, strong people, and I'm not about to turn my back on who they were ever. And I'm pissed off at myself that I haven't been stronger in the mistakes I've made. But I'm telling you, folks, I've swung for the fences every time. Every damn time. And as flawed and as failed as I am, we've had incredible victory together. And I tell you that because I know how good people are. And they don't want to make a mistake, and you're humble, and you don't want to go to the city council, and you don't want to go to the commissioner court or the school board and speak out, because it's like you're being uppity and you're being arrogant, you're being a loudmouth. No, you're not. You're doing your job when we're under attack. And the children are counting on you. And I can tell you, I remember 26 years ago, 27 years ago, I've been on the air a couple of years, and I've been done a marathon video editing of a film. I just put it out. I've just done 3 hours of broadcasting, and I was about to drive home. I wasn't even married yet. Hadn't even had children yet. And I pulled into a place, Waterloo Ice House. I got a chicken fried steak and a beer, and I'm sitting there in that restaurant, but I'm like 23 years old, and the whole future opened up. And it was this feeling, not of fear, but of awesomeness. And that kind of gave me a little like, not what you call fear, more like, whoa. And it was, the Holy Spirit was so strong, and it was, you're going to create the new generation of resistors, and you're going to be destroyed in the end, and you have to be ready for this. And I've told you this story for over 15 years. And you're going to change the whole world, but you've got to be fully committed to this, and you see what it's going to look like. But before they destroy you, you're going to get to see all the people you've encouraged and all the people you've spurred to wake up, and they're going to be people even more effective than you that are going to help us smash this. Do you understand that? You take this mission right now, and let me just give you an imprint of the knowledge. Do you want this information? Yes, I want the information. Bam! You got the information now. And it was just boom! My intellect the next week, my dreams, everything. I was just downloading stuff I can't even describe at that point. I've only had three other downloads like that. I got one about 6 months ago. And it is some of this stuff I can't even understand. It is like literally, I mean, being directly the resistance, how to do it, all the operations, how, what the enemy is going to do, how to stop them. God is so real, ladies and gentlemen. This is not coming from me. This is literally interdimensional. Why would you not want to dial into that? Our enemies are dialed into their satanic force. They look like zombies. They're demons. They're unhappy. They're unhealthy. They're being destroyed, but they are jacked in and don't know how to unplug themselves. Like if you were sitting there with your hand in the sink, brushing your teeth, and that you forgot to turn the hairdryer off, and it falls in the sink, you're like, you know, one time when I was about 10 years old, I got out of the shower, didn't dry my feet off. My mom said, breakfast is ready, you're late. I kind of threw on my clothes, but didn't put my shoes on and ran down with wet feet. And the toast popped out, and I put my hand on the toaster, and it went. And I remember my dad telling me, if you ever touch an appliance and you're locked in by it, think you have a heart attack, just kick your feet and fall back. And I fell back. And I'm sure most of you had that experience of beginning to be electrocuted. And it's the same thing, ladies and gentlemen. You're being electrocuted by the New World Order. You're being killed by it. And all you got to do is just push away and fall back. You got to get off the electricity, get off the satanic force, and just push it off, whew, and get off that son of a bitch. Or it's going to fry your ass forever. And people jacked into it go, man, this is kind of cool. You're being fried by evil. And you, people are like, oh, man, I'm on a power trip. This is really crazy. I feel like I'm on fire. I'm demon influenced. I'm dialed into this evil. This feels really crazy. I must be getting some power. No, you're being spiritually electrocuted. You're being spiritually fried. Push off. And you know how you push off? You say, Jesus, help me. God, help me, please. Just take this out of my life. And that's the first step. All right, I said I'd cover news, and I will. But these are the times that try men's souls. This is a spiritual fight. And everybody needs to understand that 110%, that's what this is, and you can't beat it without God. That's why they want to tell you God doesn't exist. They're throwing you overboard without a lifeboat, without a life raft. God is that life raft, and they're on a sinking ship. They want you to go down with them thinking there's no other way, but there is. Just decide you don't like the New World Order. Just decide you don't like being poor. Just decide you don't want to be a slave. Just decide you want to control your own body. Just decide you want to protect children. Just decide you want peace and security. Just decide that, and you will get it. But you got free will. You got to say, I want that. And tell me, God, what I got to do to get that for everybody. All right, I'm going to shut up about this, but that's just defect to God. Leave the New World Order. Leave Satan. Break with it. That's all my message to you. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your last chance to get a historic signed copy of my number one best-selling book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Yes, you can get the book in stores. You can find it online. But if you want to get a historic signed copy and be part of our fundraiser to stay on air, go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the book section and get your signed book. There are only about 1,000 of these left, and when they're gone, they're gone. I'm never going to sign the book again. We have a little limited edition thing coming out later. There's a piece of art that goes with the book, but I haven't even decided when I'm going to do that. It may never happen. But for just simple, straight-up signed books, and to be part of this fundraiser, this is the last time you'll be able to get the signed book at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you all for your support. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get your signed book today, and I thank you for keeping us in the fight against the globalists.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, let's plow through all the news I've got now. I'm going to go into the next hour as well. So, why do you think Elon Musk is coming out saying that shot's deadly poison? Does he know which way the wind's blowing, or is he really saying and hurting? Doesn't matter. The truth's coming out, and it's all over the place. That's my message is, there's not much time to choose. Mark Twain said it, I love the quote, in the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. You want freedom? You want empowerment? You want a destiny? You want to be fulfilled? Join the good side. And if it isn't clear we're the good side, then you have no discernment. You're already too far gone. Doesn't mean we're perfect, but we want to be good. We want to be aligned with God. I want to be honest. I want to tell the truth. I want to know the truth. And the more you don't lie, the more you neurotically never do it, the more you get dolled into God because God doesn't lie. All right, so Elon Musk says, I was dying. Crashes COVID boosters. Says it almost killed his cousin with myocarditis. It goes on and on. Already covered that. But what does that signify to all you people that serve the system thinking that you are going to escape and that you're on the winning side? And I know listeners will tell me, and I do on the street, and I get it, emails and text messages and calls and everywhere. Why do you care so much about people that are on the devil's side? Why do you keep talking to them instead of us? Well, go read The Prodigal Son, and you'll know why. God already loves you. God, you already know what's going on. For whatever reason, your family, your background, your connection, there are a bunch of these evil people that have got to get the message because God wants them served with a notice. And there's a bunch of them are going to join us and help us do the right thing. But the other ones got to be served. They got to be given their warning. And that's what I'm doing. And that's why I do it. So it isn't that you don't matter. You're already on the team. We already, thank God, you're already on board. Thank God for that. These other people, we got to try to save them. The globalists project their evil on us. They want to kill everybody because they want to kill themselves. And I would want to kill myself if I was like them. But I don't want to live forever because I love life and I love God. And I will. My spirit. All right, I'm going to stop. Let me hit the news. It's hard to cover this. I did a lot of research on this. And it's just it's so horrible to research it. And I don't even like covering things like on this. But we've got to expose it. All over the country, in the last week, good police officers and good district attorneys, not controlled by George Soros, have busted LGBTQ organizations going and getting foster children grabbed from Christian parents and turned over to them to be brutally raped, little boys and girls, mainly little boys, they hate men, and then sold out to sex slavery of the Democratic Party. This has been out for weeks. You already know all about it. There's a bunch of these cases. But I wanted to tie it in to Jamie Lee Curtis and John and Tony Podesta because that's been big news. And this Jamie Lee Curtis thing broke like 5-6 days ago. I held back on it until I could do some research. And I'm going to give you my take on it right now. But I really don't want to accuse people of things they haven't done. Most of these people, it's all on record, they've done it. So we're going to tie it all together. So here it is. A gay couple, a pedophile couple, not saying gays are pedophiles, I'm saying these are pedophiles, in Atlanta have been charged with raping their adopted sons and also for pimping them out on other local pedophiles. And they did this on mainline Instagram and Facebook channels, thinking they were so protected. Does that tell you how widespread this is? This is one of 5 or 6 big breaking cases right now. And you already know all about it. I'm not going to get into it. But here it is. Gay activist, pedo activist, couple who sexually abused adopted sons having a rough time in prison. Sold them reportedly to dozens of men alone in their neighborhoods. Meanwhile, Facebook and Instagram will allow users to show their breasts, but only if they're trans or non-binary. Special rights to those people. End of civilization. Millennial woman that's $200,000 selling her farts. It's all about degrading you, folks. That's all they want. And now that leads us to this. Jamie Lee Curtis slammed for photo of naked child in box. Strong Epstein vibes. I noticed most of the photos weren't HD. We found the HD. I forgot to tell the crew, but I gave it to you today. Pull up the HD photos of it. It's a child in a plastic container. Looking like a prisoner. Now, I don't know. We put that on screen. Just type in Jamie Lee Curtis. It's everywhere, guys. And you look at that, and I don't know if that's in her office because she's into that. But I know that type of bondage of children. I'll pull up my phone if you can't do it. I'll do it. Just go to Google. You type in Jamie Lee Curtis office photo. It's everywhere, guys. We did preparation for the show. I'm not mad, but I just don't know how. Yeah, there it is. Okay. So it's a naked child inside of a plastic tote container from like Walmart. And maybe it's innocent. Maybe it's no big deal. But people are smart and are doing the right thing being concerned about it. But Jamie Lee Curtis says, oh, no, that's a photo a friend gave me a decade ago. It's no big deal. Okay, maybe a naked girl in a garbage bin looking abused and totally brainwashed is normal. Maybe it's an innocent thing. Except you go anywhere around these people, that's all the art and culture you see, and that's what they spew out in the media and the whole situation. So, let's actually show you real art by the hundreds of pieces that I don't want to show on air from Tony Podesta, the top lobbyist in D.C., and his brother, John Podesta, from the Pizzagate, and him in the Washington Post 2007 calling it dangerous art at his D.C. compound of little boys tied up and little girls tied up being paddled and raped and everything else. I can't show you the really hardcore stuff, but adults, the child performing oral sex on a man, inside showers, inside dungeons, adults raping babies. That's a toddler-sized child. All of it, children tied up against walls being tortured with the woman looking on. Thousands of these that they published in the Washington Post calling it dangerous art. That's called lesser magic, that they would show that to you, that they would do that. They believe gives them more power because it shows a two-year-old on the floor being anally raped by a fat man with, notice, a bunch of women looking on approvingly. Look at that image. This is what they published in the Washington Post as his cool art. What looks like a three-year-old with a fat man, missionary style, raping a child while the women look on approvingly with a little teddy bear over here, meaning innocence has been removed. This is a satanic ritual. That's who we're dealing with. That's who the system is defending. And that's what makes me cry. Look at the other stuff at this house. Demon goblins with little girls in bed with the peacock looking on. All that is pedophilic. The phallic symbol of his arm about to destroy. He has the scythes about to destroy her innocence, the Grim Reaper. A golem-like creature. And then after the rape, the love. She now loves the goblin that raped her. This is what he showed. This is what he showed the Washington Post to exercise their power over the children. Images of demonic women, demonic breasts deformed with cancer, demonic demons raping children. On and on.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
In early 2022, InfoWars launched a very important fundraiser that kept us on air. Your support of that fundraiser is the reason we are still here today fighting the globalists and having incredibly successful results. So I thank you for your past support. Now, that was a three-coin series, the founding member coin. The final coin that we're putting out for a long time is the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin, exclusively available at 1776coin.com. There are only a few thousand of the coins left. And yes, there's a markup on the coins because that's why it's a fundraiser. And the coin is a collector's item memento of your support during the Second American Revolution. So if you want to get one of these coins, they're going fast, and you can get $30 off on the coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Final segment of the normal Alex Jones Show, 4 to 6 p.m., but I'm going to continue on. InfoWars.com/show and on stations across the country with Sunday Live. So stay with us. So, there was an article in 2007 called Dangerous Art with Tony Podesta, the top lobbyist in D.C. And it was just children in dungeons, children hanging up, children being raped. You're like, why would they put that in the newspaper? And believe me, folks, we've showed you stuff you can show on TV. We've not shown you the worst stuff. So be careful when you're online. It's the only legal child porn is whatever the Clintons and the Obamas put out. This is child porn. This is child porn. It's like the, you know, adults can't see it on TV, but the same type of books are put in public schools, including Austin, for middle schoolers. Like, oh, the man pulls up in your backyard once you get in this van. Get in the van. He's going to give you a blowjob. It's going to be wonderful. Little kid gets in. It's images of this. I mean, you look at this, it makes you cry because you have children. And you realize how evil this is. This is our government. This is who took over while we were asleep. So, I showed this article. Podesta's art. Stuff so bad, journalists don't want you to see it. And it's demons raping children in their beds, but don't worry. Again, the teddy bear's dropped. The innocent's gone. The six-year-old girl has been raped by the demon. Oh, look how loving and liberal. But it's liberal that this is happening. And then demonic images of women and more children. being raped, children being killed. It goes on and on and on. Demons attacking children. Stuff that looks like it's out of a Hellraiser movie or Stranger Things. That's who these people are. Maggots having sex with children. Human-animal hybrids. And then look at this other stuff at his house. He showed the Washington Post. This is from the Washington Post. Why is Tony Podesta own artwork like this? Children look like Anderson Cooper. Little girls tied up in dungeons in their underwear with their butts paddled red. And babies with those black eyes, those dead eyes they have after they've been tortured. I can go on for days. Demons face-sucking children. People loving demons. Demonically possessed babies. All these torture photos of children. These are the people that dialed into this. Tony Podesta had a toilet camera. Yes, Tony Podesta had a toilet camera. Washingtonian. But meanwhile, we have the New York Times running defense, covering it up, saying it's no big deal. It's all Pizzagate. It's all fake. Because they focus on a pizza place to hide what really happened. We got Ghislaine Maxwell now doing interviews saying, oh, she knew nothing about any of it. Oh, no. She's a nice person. What about this next clip I'm going to play? This is, if you long for the fascist government to parent your children, you're clearly a sick person. It's only a minute and 26 seconds long. And this is a woman in the New York Times saying, I lived in China. The way they controlled our lives was so beautiful, and we need that here. Stockholm Syndrome or beyond. That's why the pedophilic images of big fat men raping toddlers that Tony Podesta has and showed the Washington Post to sear our conscience and blacken our hearts and just throw it in our face what he's doing, a big thrill for him. They can't help it. Tyrants love to brag. That's why the system defends them. So here's a mother moved back from China wishing the state would take control of her children here. Here's the clip.
Today, the New York Times published an op-ed from a woke American woman who spent 16 years living in China. What does she miss about China? She misses the Communist Party of China co-parenting her children. She thinks the Chinese commissars did a better job as a mother than she could have. She misses their firm hand. And we're quoting, not making this up. This is the New York Times today. Quote, our stringent government co-parent quickly made its presence felt, the woman writes. The girl's Chinese kindergarten lectured us on everything, including how many hours our daughter should sleep, what they should eat, and their optimal weight. The Communist Party fat-shamed this lady's kids. Quote, we sometimes felt as if our children were on loan to us for evenings and weekends to be delivered back to school each weekday. Now, again, she's not writing a new version of Darkness at Noon. She's complimenting the government of China. The piece ends by noting, quote, tight control of the Communist Party's surveillance state results in its own kind of freedom. Okay, that is un-American. That person is sick. And if you don't recognize how sick that person is, if you long for a fascist government to call your little girls fat, you're a sick person, okay? The fact that the New York Times would run that and expect all of its readers to applaud. Oh, if only the government would tell my kids they're fat, this would be a better country.
So we showed you images, the ones we can show you on air. We're on a lot of TV stations. Of cartoons in Tony Podesta's home that he showed the Washington Post in 2007, he's proud of big fat men in beds raping toddlers. You say, well, okay, that's hypothetical. It's still horrible, but it's a cartoon. It's just right. What about China and 50 million dead girls, the one-child policy? What about all the things that were done there? What about this woman in the New York Times saying, I want Xi Jinping telling me how to live my life? They are openly externalizing all of this evil in our faces. They know exactly what they're doing. And it's important for everybody to let that sink in and think about the individuals we're fighting and what we're up against. So looking at these images again, and these are the ones we can show you on air. I'm trying to find the ones I showed earlier. If you guys can put them on screen, of the fat man with women all around. Well, they rape a child, we'll put that on screen. But regardless, we got it out on air earlier. And the children in dungeons all tied up and the rest of it. Why are these people into this? Because it's simple. If they can get you to go along with all of this, if they can get you to accept this, if they can get you to not revolt against this, then they can do anything. If they can condition you to accept what they've done, if they can condition you not to reject it, to vomit it out, to say no to it, there it is. Show the rest of it. In every photo, every painting, it's the teddy bear against the wall. This is what these people are into. Giant men. Look at that one. That looks like a newborn baby being shoved into a woman's vagina. And a child tied up, chained to a wall while a woman onlooks, while a man tasers it or shocks it, while a big fat man rapes a two-year-old. And you go, that's not even real. They just raped your body with a poison shot. They just raped your body with a genetically engineered system to destroy your immune system. And that's why they've got an emaciated child stuffed in a garbage can hanging on the wall of one of these Hollywood people, because it's about their power and about their hatred of God and how they're willing to do anything. I'll throw my children away. I'll throw your children away. I'll throw anything away. I surrender to the devil. Well, guess what? I don't surrender to the devil. And in fact, I declare war on these people eternally, but I can only do it with your support. We're going to start the next 2 hours. We're going to cover something very special. It's very, very important. Stephen Colbert is a big buddy of these guys. He's with them. They want to tie your children up and put poison shots in them. Whereas you think of the pedophilia as bad. They've all got their ruby slippers, meaning they're in on the club. They're already raping them with a bioweapon that kills their DNA. Your child can get over being raped by them. But your child can't get over being given genetic death. Infowars.com/show is the coordinates of the resistance. If you don't share it, you capitulate to the enemy. Band.video. Conspiracyfact.info is the URL right now. The live show feed they're not censoring. Share it or roll over and die. I mean, I'm just here fully max in the fight because I'm not a pedophile. God demands we fight this or with the enemy. It's not like, oh, you're a hero, you're fighting him. No, it's what we're supposed to do. The next 2 hours is coming up. I'll be right back, Infowars.com/show. If your local station doesn't carry us, and I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, with the regular weekday Alex Jones Show, right after the great Harrison Smith and American Journal, 8 a.m. Central, and always 3 p.m., Owen Schroyer with the War Room. We'll be right back with Hour 3 and 4. Stay with us.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.